At the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Event, I'm speaking with our keynote speaker, Ross Schaefer. And Ross, we had a chance to visit at the National Agri-Marketing Conference last year. Great to see you here. You're coming in here, already done one seminar for these ag retailers that are customers for this company. But tonight, keynote, going to talk to us. Maybe share a little bit of the message.
Well, in the previous one, program that we did, it was called Grab More Market Share, and it was some tactics on how to get competition away from taking your money. And in this particular keynote, we're going to talk about what's relevant and why you have to remain relevant, especially in this shaky economy. And a couple of the things that I'll talk about is that the public consciousness always gets what they want. We think we can outsmart the consumer, and you can't. They will get what they want however they want it. For example, I'm going to talk tonight about how to go mobile or go home. If you don't have a mobile app, if you don't have a website that is flexible, responsive, so that you can see it on an iPhone, you can see it on an iPad, you can see it on your desktop, then you're not going to be competitive. And if you don't know how to do that, there are plenty of people who can teach you how to do this. You can even have an app for under $500. We're not talking about a lot of money here. I'll talk an awful lot about the relationship factors, and that when people love you, they're going to give you more money. It sounds so simple. I'm sometimes embarrassed to talk about that, but we live in this over-teched world where we think that we can get by with texting or tweeting or whatever it might be. Nothing will ever substitute what we can do face-to-face. You have to stay on top of not only your industry, but other industries. We have a business called Relevant Report, where you can go, you can type in relevantreport.com, and you'll see all the things that I get to see on the various conventions that I do and six of our other team members, so that you can get quick, fast ideas for busy leaders that may not be in your industry, but you'd find a way to use it in your industry and revolutionize what you're doing, and certainly your competitors haven't thought of it yet. So there'll be tidbits, there'll be some big ideas and some very specific tactics about that tonight.
Well, we're out here on the West Coast where today Apple made its announcement. You're talking about mobile, the iPad Mini, as the iPad, which has really become very relevant in the ag community as a device for things like precision applications that farmers can actually now mount them in the cab of their combine and tractor. That's getting smaller. It's actually looking more like a phone all the time.
Sure. Sure. Combine that with the fact that 64% of people who have a smartphone or an iPad are using it to buy things. We can't ignore that. It's like an ag retailer, a feed store operator who says, well, we don't take American Express. That's the dumbest thing you can possibly do. We have to be able to sell to people in the ways they want to buy. We have to give them an opportunity to be easy to work with us. So maybe it's an app. Maybe it is offering American Express and Visa and Mickey Mouse dollars, whatever it is that they're used to spending and using their own money for, being easy. You know, OH Cruise is making it very easy for them to work with them, and hopefully that example will pass along to the ag retailers in the room.
So when you look at the changes we've had, the technology, it's really not a matter of deciding, I just don't want to do that. The customers are going to be doing it whether you like it or not. So in a way, you just kind of have to accept that times are changing, right?
Times are changing. We have a phrase in our company that if you don't like change, you're really going to hate extinction, because it is true. The consumer will always get what they want. If you don't offer it, they can go somewhere else. They have a lot of choices. They may shop online, and they'll find another location or another feed store that's somewhere maybe closer to them. If you have an opportunity to get these people in your door, then make every impression you can to wow them, to make them want to come back, to love on them so they'll feel important when they do come back. You're right. They always get what they want. And then if they don't get what they want, 73% of them will talk about you poorly on a social network. So now we're cooked. If you don't have a good reputation management plan in store, then these people can take you down.
Well, very good, wise words. Looking forward to your keynote presentation tonight. That's Ross Schaefer. He is speaking here at the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.